You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today, we're going to be a little out there, but in a very practical way. We're going to talk about time travel, and we're going to have you doing it by the end of the show today. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason. Have I been feeding you too much spicy food? I mean, what do you mean time travel? Come on.
Well, it's about the nature of subtle energies that we call energies. Okay. And by the way, I love spicy food.
And I know.
I get fed really well. So I appreciate that.
Well, that's good. You know, so let's get into this because believe it or not, this is one of the most fun things that can be done. But also getting things taken care of.
Right.
It's a real great combination.
It is. So let's go back to the basics a little bit.
Okay.
Energies exist in the non-physical dimension.
Right.
So it's energies, subtle energies.
Right.
Emotions are energies.
Yes.
So if you're angry, mm-hmm. pissed off, bitter.
He couldn't be talking about me, I'm sure.
You know, frustrated, yeah. Just happy, gratitude.
Okay.
Gratitude is an energy. People think, you know.
Well, love is an energy.
Love is an energy.
Yes. Okay.
It doesn't exist in the physical dimension. That's why I can't give you a pound of love. Mm-hmm. You know, there's probably a song about that. But you can't do that. So they're in the non-physical dimension, and that's right. Our playground as intuitives.
Exactly.
The way you access the non-physical dimension is via your intuition.
Right.
And when you know, we talk about the ecosystem approach, it's an energy approach to life.
Yes.
You know, where you put, where you work with the energies on a daily basis, right. And especially that energy of your essence, which also exists, not in the physical.
In the non-physical.
In the non-physical.
Exactly. I love that.
So here's the other thing that people struggle with. Intangibles are also energies.
Well, explain what an intangible is. Most people.
I'll give you an example. Okay. Luck, success, mm-hmm. denial, ooh. Power, wisdom. Those are all energies, yes. Understanding your tastes. You know, when someone goes on a diet and says, I don't like bird food, you know, well,
yeah, right. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
your taste for, you know, you're accustomed to tasting certain types of tastes.
Correct.
And those are energies, those preferences of your tastes.
Yes.
Our energies, and they can be cleared right. or changed in the non-physical dimension.
Or not,
yes. Mm-hmm. Talent. Okay. Is in the non-physical. When we look at someone and say, oh, you're very talented, it's because we're reading their energy.
Right. That's right. And people, whether they realize it or not, they wear
yes.
all of these things. And if you have intuition or know how to use your intuition, you can actually see them.
And it's not like you're gonna walk up to someone and say, well, I see that you have talent, blah, 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 you know.
On down the line, yeah, right.
You know, we used to do what we call profiles.
Right.
And where we read someone's energies, but that's not what it's for. It's just to know that these are energies. And if you take an energy approach to your life,
right,
you can work with those energies.
Well, I'm going to jump in and say one of the things that has nothing to do with time travel at the moment, but one of the things that I know is that I do have a lot of talents. I get that part. But I also know that I've cleared my way, really, literally cleared my way, physically cleared my way to connect with my talent energy so I can actually do what I want.
Yeah.
Because I can have something in my imagination and it'll find its way on paper in a dance move. I mean, there's several things.
Well, and the point is yes. that it's an energy.
Yes.
And it can be cleared. So right. if it's blocked,
right.
you know, cruelty, we think about cruelty. It's not really an emotion. It's an energy. It's an intangible energy. And that's as we mentioned.
Yes.
Mass movements. You know, we're going to create a mass movement for whatever. And those movements collect an energy on the other side.
They really do. And the mass movement that's going on right now is collecting not very good energy.
So, and here's what's important for this show. The memories of our past are energies.
Oh, that, you know, people don't realize how much those memories affect us, even if we're not consciously thinking about them every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very interesting. And I know we're going to talk more about that sort of thing. You know, and one of the things you and I do is we work with subtle energies. It is exactly what we do. So, you know, Jason, I happen to know, but I want you to tell everyone in the non-physical dimension, you know, the rules are different. Explain that.
People don't understand that. You know, in the physical dimension, we have time and space.
Right.
So if I say I'm gonna go visit you
at 2 o'clock,
and you're 3 hours away,
okay,
and it's 1 o'clock, it's not gonna happen.
Right.
But when we work with clients, we've done it for 20 years. We do it over the phone. You know, we work with people all over the world, literally.
Yes, we do.
And we affect their energies in the moment.
Yeah.
They don't have to be physically in our presence
exactly.
for us to affect their energy. So there are different rules. The intangibles also.
Mm-hmm.
We can affect intangibles, you know, because we have free will and we have intention.
Right.
So also your soul and or essence, we call them essence, is a non-physical. So we see that our souls are struggling, are sick.
Yes.
And that because they're covered up with negative energy, and we can remove that negative energy, but we have to do that as an energetic process, and it doesn't happen in the physical.
Right.
And so that's what, you know, a lot of people struggle with that because you can't measure, you know, usually if you see something's wrong, you could have a metric and see, oh, you know,
sure.
They're covered in mud. Now they're not covered in mud as much. Sure. So they, you know, they're not covered in mud anymore. Well, you know, we see if your essence is covered up, that's not available to you unless you have intuition. So,
and wait a minute, I can't resist. How do you get intuition, Jason?
The ecosystem approach.
Exactly.
You know, it's the ecosystem approach. When you apply that to your life, the byproduct is enhanced intuition. That's one of the many, many byproducts. Okay.
Exactly. One of the many, many. So, all right. So, you know, but here's, Jason's going to, I'm pushing him into announcing this, so to speak. What's the next part of this that you want to tell the audience?
That time travel is possible in the non-physical dimension. In other words, so when you, you can go back in the past,
okay,
in this non-physical dimension and change the energy of it.
You can't change the situation.
Can't change the situation.
Okay, you know, or the event.
So when we say time travel, people think back to the future.
Right, of course, of course.
You know,
course.
And remember when Michael J. Fox, he was getting hit on by his mother. You know, it was yeah. they went back in time yeah. and he was
yeah, he didn't like that. But yeah.
So, and he was afraid that if his mother didn't get together with his dad, then he wouldn't have been
existed in the present.
Exactly.
So to speak.
Yes. And it doesn't work that way. Sorry. You know, if you're expecting that, it doesn't work that way.
Yes.
But what's amazing is you can go back in the past and change the energy of what's happened in the past.
Well, and change the energy of the past and how it affects you today.
Exactly.
That's the biggest thing. One of the biggest discoveries that you and I have made by using the ecosystem approach. I'm in awe of it.
Yes.
Because first off, it's fun. That's the first thing. But the other thing is that, well, I can't change the situation, but if I change the energy and how I feel or connect with it today in a very positive way, then it doesn't get to bite me in the backside every time I think about it or come up against another situation like it.
Exactly. So when you time travel, you're using your imagination, mm-hmm. your intention, and your intuition. And that allows all humans, everybody has this capability. It's not just us.
Yes.
Everybody has this capability to access the non-physical dimension. And then you can go back in time.
Love it.
You can deal with the energy in the present, and you can even deal with the energy in the future.
Ah, I see.
That's really exciting. So
Okay. And then, but I just want to make this one little point that in the next segment, Jason's going to tell a story that, of course, he had never told me before until we started working on this show today. And I have to tell you, I thought it was absolutely hilarious.
In fact, she thought it was so funny that we couldn't even, usually we go through the outline beforehand, and we couldn't even talk about it because she was laughing so hard all the way through.
So I'm going to try and keep my mouth shut.
So stay tuned. We're going to talk about that in all the right. next segment.
So with that said, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Subtle energies exist in the non-physical dimension, which has different rules.
Okay.
These energies are not confined by time or space, so we can easily move from present to past to future.
Mm-hmm.
It is possible to change the energy of the past and the present and the future with imagination and intention via your intuition.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to work with these energies in the non-physical dimension daily. We suggest you do it every single day.
It's fantastic.
That's part of how we, what we work with people on.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to do time travel and how that time travel can heal. Well, there's a real big concept.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your care hero tip of the day. As a child, I took dance lessons. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medications, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now, when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the second and fourth Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Thank you. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to do time travel and how time travel, by doing time travel, you can actually heal a situation or how you feel about it. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, can you explain how to go back in time and heal? Come on.
So you can travel back in time using your imagination and go back to a time that was difficult for you.
Okay.
And then change the energy. It doesn't change the situation.
No.
But it changes the energy. Mm-hmm. And when you change the energy back then, the energy that you have today is different.
Exactly.
You know, we have clearing, you know.
You have more clarity now. I'm sorry, but go ahead.
You know, in all of our shows, we do clearing at the end.
Yes, we do.
And that's usually in the present. It's phrased in the present.
Yes.
But you can also go back in the past and deal with difficult situations in the past. Now, this can go from anything that can be really horrific, like a car accident, PTSD, failures, difficulties, hurts. And change the energy of the situation.
Right.
Now, you know, there are typically two kinds of situations where there was something you were at fault or something where it was done to you.
Meaning you were the victim.
You were the victim, you know, and it doesn't really matter, but it's... even when someone else was at fault, you can clear your emotional response.
Yeah.
If you were at fault, you can clear the guilt and shame. Mm-hmm. It's not about blame.
Exactly. And it's not about, I'm going to see what I can see so I can get that person back. That's not what we're talking about here,
you know,
at all.
So many people have done something in their past they feel bad about.
Yeah. Wait.
And they carry that energy.
Yes, they do.
Where they... into the future where they constantly are beating themselves up for this old energy.
Right.
When all they have to do, it sounds so simple when you say it out loud like this.
Yes, it does.
Is to clear that negative energy. You know, some of these big traumas don't clear very easily.
Well, yeah, it might take a few times or it might take a while, just depending on. But some of them take 1, 2, 3 and that's it.
So everybody's waiting for the story. And this is the story that she laughs so hard. So just try and hold it back, sweetie. So this is when I was in college.
Okay.
And I was having a dry spell. When I was in college, I got to be honest, I didn't have a lot of game. So, you know.
He still doesn't.
So I wasn't able to get a lot of dates. So, but I mustered up a lot of courage. And this is before the ATMs. This is way before ATMs.
Right.
And they were just starting to have drive-thrus at the bank.
Drive-through tellers, sure.
Yeah, drive-through tellers. Sure. So, you know, I had gotten to know this one teller a little bit, and she was attractive. And I don't remember if I went in the bank first to see if she was in the teller window or if she was on the drive-through, but I drove up and she was there. So, you know, I mustered up all the courage. I tried trying to be smooth. I was trying to be suave, you know, and I was asking her out, and I was so self-absorbed about, you know, just having the confidence to get through with this and ask and make the ask.
See, and I wouldn't see that as self-absorption. I would see it as pure fear, but go
ahead. Well, maybe that too, but I remember heads popping up in the back because
in the back of the bank,
because the speaker was, you know, I just went just over my head at the time, but I was asking her out and I had this long conversation and it was everybody in the bank could hear it.
And he didn't even think.
And she got rid of me by giving me her address.
Right.
And when I showed up for the date, of course, she wasn't there. She didn't answer the door. So
she ghosted me.
She ghosted you.
Yes.
So, I don't blame her for that, you know. And it wasn't a shame that I carried for a long time.
No, but you still, bottom line.
But what I can do.
Okay.
The way you deal with this, and we're going to talk about the specifics using this as an example in the next segment, but go back and just go through, just imagine that situation as a movie in your head.
Oh, it was, I'm telling you, a script writer couldn't have done it better, I'm sure.
So I'm going to hear about this for a long time, just so you know.
Yes, he is.
You know, if you've had an embarrassing situation, if you have sympathy for me, you know, go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and just give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down
or do a teary face. Yeah, you know?
Something of support, but. Anyways.
So, okay. But wait a minute. I want to back up for just a moment. You know, in the case of like traumas and, you know.
Yeah, that was a funny one.
That was a funny one. This but works a lot of them aren't that people need to go back to. Or
physical abuse, rape.
Oh.
All sorts of sexual abuse.
Yes.
And maybe it happened over a period of time, not just one occurrence, but it was right. Like over years and years.
Exactly. And
you know,
and I do want to say that since we've been working on the show, I've actually cleared a lot of stuff for myself. I didn't even think about it to go back and clear the first time things happened.
Well, and when we say every time, we see human beings as the ecosystems that need to be uncovered.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're doing. When we clear away the negative energy, those memories are uncovered.
Yes.
And for those of you that try to numb out from those energies, don't worry about it. It's not going to hurt you.
No, not at all.
You know that it's in the present. It's not going to hurt you.
Right.
But you take the memory of it and you can clear it.
Yes, exactly.
And then if it comes up again, clear it some more and some more and some more.
Exactly.
And take as long as it takes. For some things that are horrific, it takes a while.
Well, sure, because the if you think about it, when an energy, if it's horrific and an energy slams into your physical/emotional body, that's a lot. It kind of, I'm going to use the word, kind of gets embedded in who you are. And we never think, well, I can get rid of that.
Well, of course. And by the way, yeah. I do have game. You know, I don't get it. I don't do it for dates because I'm very happily married.
Okay,
but,
good.
You know, when we need something, you know, all the doctor's appointments and stuff, you know,
right.
I always make a
he always makes friends with all of the people on the phone.
Yes, yes.
He's very, so, very good at it.
So I've overcome the drive-through teller debacle.
Okay.
You know, for myself, but
I haven't laughed enough yet. But anyway, but there's something else we want to talk about.
Oh, this
about
is
too.
I think this is the most important.
Yeah, I love this one.
You can also clear in the future.
Love it.
You know, it. And
well, give us an example of what you mean.
You have to do a presentation.
Okay.
And you imagine yourself, you know, you worry about it. When you worry what you're
sure.
doing,
before.
You're putting a picture of that situation in your imagination.
And you're carrying that energy.
And you think, oh my gosh, what if I have a wardrobe malfunction? Or what if I have something in my teeth? Or what if I can't remember what I'm supposed to say?
Exactly.
Those are energies.
Yes.
Those, oh my gosh. Those are energies. So what you do is you do it. You imagine yourself standing up in front of
exactly.
those people.
Exactly.
And then you think, okay, I'm afraid of a wardrobe malfunction. Clear the fear.
Yes.
I'm afraid that I'm not going to remember. Clear the fear of not remembering.
Yes.
You know, I'm afraid that I'm going to look stupid. Clear the embarrassment. Mm. And you can do this for any future thing. It might be something more nebulous. Let's say, oh, we have a lot of musicians. Let's say you want to be a famous musician.
Okay.
So you picture yourself on stage and everybody's yelling and screaming.
And going, you know? Yay.
Or maybe you're picturing yourself and say, you know, that you're trying to become a famous person, but you go to audiences, they don't like you.
Right.
And you in your mind, this is how you worry.
Mm-hmm.
Worry is negative time travel.
Exactly.
Where you put yourself in a situation and it looks bad to you.
Yeah.
So just clear that energy of what it makes it look bad to.
And then go back and stand in that, change your perspective of how you saw it and see if there's any of those energies still there. It's kind of interesting. In other words, if I'm going to give a presentation, and by the way, I do this. If I'm giving a presentation, I think about how I'm going to look and how I'm going to, even the tone of my voice, because we all know I have the voice. But I think about how, what I can clear beforehand to actually get the result that's what I'm looking for. He's going to say, I can see the look on his face.
You know, it's one of those things, you know, I can go in the future and say, Patricia, we have some time, you know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Not.
I can clear the negative resistance in the future.
Yeah. And he thinks it works.
Yeah. It does. It really does. So anyway.
But yeah, obviously, you guys.
We're making light of this.
We are. And you realize that we do have a lot of fun. But the bottom line is this is something that is actually, I'm not going to say it's serious, but it's really important to understand that they, the audience, has the ability to do this.
So many people have come to us with a past trauma.
Yes.
And it's pretty serious. It's pretty difficult.
Yes.
And maybe it's a behavior. You don't know where it came from.
Right.
You know, you can clear the behavior and then you start uncovering things and that's exactly how you get to it.
Exactly.
I had a client tell me the other day, if I knew then what I know now, mm-hmm. We've heard that expression all the time.
Okay.
It's not 100% true. Experience doesn't necessarily change the energy in the future. So in other words, my experience back then with the teller doesn't change my ability to be charming in the future.
There you go. It's true. It's
so
true.
So if I change the energy back then, it changes the situation. Now we're making light, but this could be for things that are really horrific.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
And being abused, being beat up, being bullied.
Yes.
Being embarrassed.
Right.
You know, you can change the memory of those things.
And it really helps you today. That's, you know. So, Jason, what is the most important thing we want to say right now?
This is the perfect time to start using the ecosystem approach.
Exactly.
We tell you how to work with energies on a daily basis. We teach you how to do this.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
You can change the energy of the past, but not the circumstances. You can remove the negative energy from your past and the energy in a way that's in your way for the future.
Okay.
And experience does not change the future necessarily. You have to change the energy first.
Yes.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to use energy and imagination to heal your past in real ways.
In authentic ways. I love it. In the next segment, we're going to get you to start healing your past. Think of an example between now and when we come back on. Think of an example, a simple issue in your past, a simple one, everyone. Start easy, you know, and then that you want to heal, that you want to remove how you feel about it. We're going to use that as an example to heal. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
How to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment or call us at 858-684-7575.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. During all Care Hero journeys, The need to keep track of a lot of information arises, some of it critical. Possibly the greatest challenge Care Heroes face is the gathering and organizing of information. Just as every trade has a power tool, whether an electric drill or a laptop, my family's Care Hero power tool was the three-ring binder. We generated a mini library of labeled three-ring binders, one for each category of information, complemented with additional spiral notebooks used to detail medical appointments and episodes. This unfussy and convenient system of binders helped my family stay organized and able to deliver the dignified care and end of life my parents desired. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12 Pacific here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to get you started healing your past. Think of an example, a simple one, of course, that's from your past and that you can easily look at, and then something that you want to heal. We're going to use that as an example to heal. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, I'd like to get started because I want the audience out there to be able to do this, but maybe we should teach them to clear first and
then
we'll take it from there.
How's so we that? Do this every, you know, if you've been listening on a regular basis, you know how to do this, okay. But if this is your first time,
right.
Just it's really simple.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have to have a special posture. You don't have to be in a reverent posture. Right. You can be standing up, sitting down, mm-hmm. laying down. Mm-hmm. You can be walking, you can be running. You could do, it doesn't require a certain posture. Okay.
Not at all.
So, and when we say, and to eliminate in your mind's eye, in your imagination,
okay.
You know, gather up those things to say to eliminate, whether it's veils and illusions or right. barriers right. or emotions,
right.
you know, specific emotions, gather those up in your body and then blow them into our processor.
We don't have our processor today.
That's the thing we're going to have. Yeah.
Okay. We'll get that one. But so in fact, you can go to our website and look at the processor, actually download it.
Yes. The ecosystemapproach.org and you mm-hmm. sign up for our free section. And there is the under free content. Mm-hmm. There's a processor and you can see a picture, and basically it's like a trash can on wheels.
Yeah.
So imagine going into this trash can on wheels.
Right. And if you don't want to do that, or if you don't have time or you know anything, use a garbage can, use a trash can, because anything that you put in the trash can, the rule is it will not come back.
It gets processed. That's what we call it, the processor.
That's right.
So it changes it from negative energy into neutral energy.
Exactly. So, all right. So,
so when we say to eliminate, and then we take a breath, gather it up, mm-hmm. take a breath, blow it out into the trash can,
right.
and then we go to the next one.
Exactly.
And then activating creator energy.
Oh, yes.
Or life force.
Life force. So, and then after we do all that, then we're going to activate life force energy, the most powerful energy that anyone has access to. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon things to continue to clear, but then we're going to call upon good, positive, amazing energies. And we're going to pull it all in through the top of our head, let it go all the way down to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it right there. We're going to turn it around and we're going to continue to remove any negative energies left over. And I just realized that we do have a picture of the processor right here on the coffee cup.
Yep.
So, and it goes in the top and then gets processed and comes out neutral in the front there. So, but go to the website and check that out. That's definitely worth using. And it's a good thing. We've been using it for years.
Okay.
All right.
So let's do this step by step.
Okay.
And we're going to use my drive-through teller debacle as an example. Okay.
So, and to eliminate Patricia's laughter about it all.
So this is how you do it. So use your imagination. And I go back and I remember driving up in my car. I remember what car I had back then, okay. You know, and rolling down the window. And the first thing I would do is just driving up to the bank. You know, I would clear
the anxiety.
The anxiety, my neediness.
Yeah.
My neediness. Feeling like this is my last ditch effort to try and get a date with this girl. And, you know, all those things that lead up to that.
Yeah.
And then I would continue to rewind that tape until I could clear away the negative energy as I was driving up.
Ah, I see.
And yes. I wouldn't go to the next step until I was able to clear that away. Now, for some things that are really difficult,
yes,
you're going to be rewinding and rewinding and going over and over again. And you might take certain parts of it, like you might start with driving up, but then maybe it wasn't really quite going, but then you went to the next step. And then want to go back to that first step later.
And then go all the way through that kind of thing. And I do recommend looking at when you think you've cleared everything that you can clear, starting again and seeing what you see.
Exactly.
And feeling what you feel.
And you can jump around. So let's say you do a lot of clearing when you're driving up, but then it's not really moving. Well, go to the next step, which is, you know, get driving up to the little kiosk there with the speaker. You know, and looking at looking through the glass and feeling stupid, you know, and maybe
clear feeling stupid.
And if that doesn't clear completely, you can go to the next step and saying, okay, I've got her address, you know, what am I going to wear? What am I going to take her?
Well, wait a minute. Where were you going to take her?
Yeah. I don't have any idea. So you can do all that stuff and then go rewind it again, mm-hmm. go back and forth. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's the time that you were actually there speaking into the microphone.
Right.
That might've been the thing that was the most
traumatizing.
Yes. Or not. And then go back and forth. And
exactly.
Just keep doing it.
Well, and you know, I just got something, by the way, this guy here, he's not arrogant. But I can see that others doing something like that would use arrogance to get the job done. And then, you know, possibly she turned him down. The bottom line is clear the neediness to get stuck or be in arrogance to do something that you need and want to do.
So remember, this is about you personally.
Exactly.
It's about your personality. It's mm-hmm. about what happened to you.
Yeah.
So go to something simpler, you know, take something simpler in the beginning and go back mm-hmm. and clear the energy for
exactly.
And you might do it, like you might try it for a day and then put it aside for a week come back to it.
Well, and then, you know, that's exactly what I've done in my lifetime. I've seen some things I've dealt with some traumas and dramas. And when I was trying to go back in time and deal with them, it became very difficult. So I would have to set it down and walk away because the trauma was overwhelming. But if I persisted and kept going little by little, not head diving in head first, it really, really made a difference in how I see things today and how I feel about it and how I feel about me about it. Mm-hmm. So yes, absolutely. One of the things, if you have no idea if you attempt to do what we're talking about and you're, I don't even know what to clear. That's first thing that we hear every single time. Start with the basics. And if an energy, if you're clearing an energy and it isn't there, nothing clears.
Yeah.
Because the energy isn't there. But if the energy is there, you know, it's one of those things. So if I was Jason and I was going to go back and tell him, you know, if I was going to walk him through, one of the first things I would tell him to clear is the stress of the situation and the anxiety and the fear of believing I'm not good enough. She's not going to answer. She's not going to want to go out with me anyway. Well, those things, those are the intangible energies that you can clear them.
Right. And this isn't about.
And that means you don't have to wear them.
It's not about creating another reality.
No.
But what I find is that when I clear it and then I have the energy that I have today.
Yes.
I can go back and say, oh, well, I would have done this, 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 and this, and psh, no break, and it's gone.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And, but you have to start using the ecosystem approach in order to even get there.
Right.
And that's one of the things that we're talking about here as well. So,
you know, and you never force it. You always look and see what's there and then clear that as opposed to trying to say, well, this is what, you know, this, I'm going to make this energy be there, or I'm going to make this energy, you know, in the past. That doesn't work. We see that doesn't work.
Well, yeah. And that's what you're, in that particular situation, that's where people would say, I'm trying to create game. And that doesn't work.
So here we go. So in your mind's eye, imagine the situation that we asked you to do.
Just the simple one.
Simple one. So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate all the stress and anxiety and distractions that keep me from visualizing that situation right now.
With clarity.
Right. Take a breath. Blow it into the processor. And to eliminate all the barriers so I can take a minute to imagine that old situation with enough clarity to understand what the emotions were.
Yes.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can remember how it felt, mm-hmm. what it looked like. How can I make it real? Were there smells? Were there colors?
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, yeah. make that movie real.
Yes, I love that.
So take a breath.
And then start at the beginning.
You can rewind the movie as many times as you need and just keep doing that.
Exactly.
And then clearing. Maybe you were embarrassed. Maybe you were afraid. Maybe you were anxious.
Or maybe you just started laughing.
Maybe you were angry.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is, just clear those emotions.
Okay. All right. So are you ready for the key points of this segment, Jason?
Time travel requires the use of imagination as a movie that you rewind.
Okay.
The more detail in your movie, the better it is because it's more effective. Right. Changing the energy of the past and the future can seem like magic, but it's very effective. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to use energy in your life in ways that are practical and useful, like this time travel.
Love it. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some more clearing for the past, present, and future. This is The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to do some more clearing for your past, present, and future. Ready, Jason?
Yes.
Here we go.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see I can do time travel by using energy and imagination. Take a breath.
Take a breath.
Blow it into the processor or a trash can that's nearby.
And to eliminate the blocks that are keeping me from seeing, the easiest and best way to do that is by using the ecosystem approach. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can always clear the energy in my way in the past, present, and future.
Starting right now.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the anger, hate, rage, and bitterness in my past, my present, and in my future as well. Take a breath, nice and easy. You don't need all that negative energy. Take a breath. And throw it into the trash can.
And to eliminate my fear of trusting that time travel can work for me. Take a breath.
Take a breath.
And you should, right about now, you should be having that OMG moment. Because
okay.
This is the best self-improvement program you could ever have.
That's true.
You can deal with the past, you can deal with the present, you can deal with the future.
Exactly.
And this works. We know this works. Working with the energy is like magic sometimes.
Truly. So, and to eliminate the barriers so I can see that negative energy in my past is holding me hostage in the future. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that my past contains energy that blocks me now in the present. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that only experience makes me wiser when it's mainly removing negative energy. Take a breath.
You know, that's so true.
It is.
If it wasn't for the clearing, yes, I would never go through a drive-through teller again. So anyways, and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that negative energy acts upon me in the past and in the future.
Well, and it acts on you right now today.
Exactly.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the negative feelings like bitterness and anger and resentment that continue to hurt me in my present from my past, and even in the future. Take a breath, everybody.
And to eliminate the hurt, loneliness, and feeling abandoned that can last a lifetime if I don't clear it.
Yeah, it's true. Take a breath. And to eliminate the false belief that I can forget the past and it won't ever affect me now or in the future. Take a breath, everybody, and release that false belief. Take a breath. Can I activate some life force? Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have hope for a better future by clearing the negative energy of my past.
Yes, take a breath. And to activate life force so I can trust that time travel can fix the past and create hope for the future. Oh, I love that one. Take a breath. Nice and easy. Let it come in through the top of your head, all the way down to your tips of your toes. Any negative energy? Kick it out. You don't need it. And go ahead.
And to activate life force so I can have the determination to do time travel to make my life better starting right now.
Love it. Take a breath, everyone. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, strong, knowing, have laughter and love and peace, creativity, talent, objectivity, and the ability to know what and who is in my best interest. Nice and easy. Pull that in through the top of your head and blow out any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Next week, we're talking about conspiracy theories. And,
okay,
you know, it's time.
I know.
You know, we've got friends who believe crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And things that just aren't true.
Yes.
You know, we've heard people say even on their deathbed, the coronavirus is a hoax.
You know,
they're dying of coronavirus and they think it's a hoax.
Yes.
You know, what causes that?
Right.
You know, how can you keep yourself, what can you do for yourself to keep you from buying into any other types of conspiracy theories? And how can an individual know truth? And it's ironic because we've always been accused of being crazy as intuitive.
Yeah, we're working with energies.
It's actually working with energies that can help you have a solid connection to reality.
And a solid connection to you
which is your basis for connection to reality.
Exactly.
And ironically, it's because of our programming culture.
Yes.
That you can program people now to believe anything.
Yeah. Obviously.
And if you don't have that connection at the center, then what happens is that you can lose your footing.
Exactly. So, Jason, why is the ecosystem approach so important to me and to everyone in the audience?
We're hoping that if you were listening today and something connected, something clicked inside of you, this is, you know, we want to be there for you. We want to help you to continue with that process. That means that there's your authentic self saying to you, I want more of this. Yeah. I need this. Yeah.
By the way, that's what happened to me, everyone.
Yeah.
It's exactly
that what happened to me. That was 20 years ago, but
20 years ago.
So here's how you do it. It's pretty simple. You know, listen to our show every week, you know, whether it's on Facebook Live, whether it's the podcast, you know, on our website.
Okay.
You know, you can listen. Yeah. People listen on Spotify. You can podcast through Apple on Apple.
Okay.
Apple Podcasts. But here's what you do. You listen every week. Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and go to, sign up for our free section.
Okay.
You'll get a weekly newsletter, which has clearings.
I love that.
A lot of our regular clients have used those clearings every single week, and they do the clearings over and over and over again.
Yes.
And it's the best thing that you can do for yourself.
Exactly.
And go to our Facebook page, and, you know, please no raspberries, but like us. You know, if you like the story today, go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org on Facebook. Like us, tell your friends.
Yes.
And if you have comments, you can send us an email directly at hello@theecosystemapproach.org.
Okay. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.